Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, a major recall of thousands of products is underway at Iceland stores across the country. The Food Safety Authority of Ireland has ordered the supermarket chain to immediately withdraw and recall thousands of products from their shelves. It's demanding the immediate withdrawal of all frozen food of animal origin from Ireland's stores imported since the 3rd of March of this year. Well, I'm joined by Chris Elliott, Professor of Food Security at Queen's University, Belfast. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Claire.
Chris, this is a huge recall. Can you put it into context for us?
I mean, you're absolutely right. The scale of the recall is enormous. It must be hundreds of different products, if not thousands of different products. I mean, the last time anything of this scale happened, I can think of the horse meat scandal, maybe 2013, dioxin crisis, 2008 before that. So, I mean, it is a massive, massive undertaking that you know, so many people will have bought these products, will be wondering, where are they? Did I eat them or are my freezer? So, I mean, it's going to be really very difficult to manage this properly.
And do you understand why the Food Safety Authority of Ireland made the order?
I mean, we've all got the same level of information that was released. You know, I picked it up on an RTE information last night. And it really, it seems to be some serious issues about traceability. Where did these products come from? If you don't know traceability, it throws up many, many different aspects of the safety of the product, of the quality of product. So it seems to be that the authorities have decided on a precautionary principle to basically tell a company to withdraw all of their livestock-based products.
And just explain to us why it is so important that food that is imported into this country has the appropriate traceability documentation.
Yes, I mean, it's not even imported, it's all food needs traceability. And there's two big reasons for that. Is it needs, you need to be sure that what you put on the label of food is accurate and correct. And the second and even more important is if there happens to be any incidents of food safety or food poisoning, you've really got to be able to track the source of the cause of the incidents itself. Now, even when you've got full traceability, that can be pretty tricky. If you don't have the proper traceability, it becomes nigh on impossible.
I know you're relying on media reports about this particular incident, but do you know how the investigation came about? What happened to lead us to this point?
And again, it's just, you know, what I'm picking up from media sources, but it does seem to be that there were some checks and inspections of imported food from Great Britain coming into Ireland through the port of Dublin. And there has obviously been some issues about the documentation with that. And what has happened then is the authorities, the appropriate authorities, the FSAI have been alerted, and they have decided to basically force the company into this total recall.
You mentioned at the beginning what consumers might be thinking now. Where is that food? Is it still in the freezer or have I consumed it? So if people think that they may have consumed items that were on the shelves from the 3rd of March, what should they do and how concerned should they be?
Yeah, so I mean, March is quite a long time ago and, you know, most of us eat food within a week or 2 weeks of getting it. So, I mean, a vast amount of the food will have been consumed. And, you know, if you haven't had any problems in terms of feeling unwell or illness, there is nothing to be worried about. If you've had any incidents where you think, my goodness, I didn't feel well, or we had some food poisoning in the house, absolutely, you've got to let your local environmental health officer know, or actually the food standards authority itself.
And in terms of communication then, Iceland has a big job on its hands to communicate with the consumers here. Is that solely their job or does the Food Safety Authority have to do some of that work too?
Well, I mean, the onus will lie on the food business operator to really manage this recall. And what they will have to do is to reach out to all of their customers. And my goodness, what a job that will be. So, I mean, this will be more than just ads in store or in newspapers. I mean, there's going to be massive efforts, I would say, in social media, trying to contact people, alert people, and at the same time trying to reassure people that, you know, there is no food safety issues here. It's just a matter of regulatory compliance.
And this is pretty rare, isn't it, Chris, that something on this scale would happen?
This is rare. I mean, I was amazed when I read it last night. You know, often these types of incidents around poor traceability, they're generally with small businesses who struggle to do all of the paperwork and all the rest of it. You know, but for a pretty major retailer to have issues of traceability, I'm really shocked about.
And Chris, in the context of Brexit, because I think most people will look at this story and say, well, this concerns food moving from the UK into Ireland. And they'll be wondering if the new Brexit rules could be a factor in all of this.
And I mean, that's a really good question. It's a question I've asked myself as well. And, you know, there's two possible Brexit factors here. The first is that because of the changes in the rules and regulations around Brexit, perhaps the documentation isn't up to the standards now required. Or the second possibility is because it's food moving from outside the single market into Ireland, there is more checks going on at the moment. And they've actually uncovered something that potentially has been going on for a long time. So I think, you know, it'll be one of those two, and time will tell, you know, which is the correct scenario. Mm-hmm.
It also highlights a potential issue for the Food Standards Organisation in Ireland, that they're the guardians of the single market in a way, because we have this land border, and perhaps the burden on them is going to increase significantly now.
I mean, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, for as long as we've talked about Brexit, we've talked about some of the massive issues about transportation, particularly of foodstuffs from GB into Ireland, from GB into other parts of the single market. And of course, there's that massive complexity about north-south exit or transportation of food. And then from Northern Ireland to GB, this may be, you know, the first outworkings just to show how complex and difficult the whole thing is likely to be going forward.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of food waste, I mean, on a very practical level, there's going to be a lot of it as a result of this order.
I mean, there is likely to be, if not hundreds, potentially thousands of different food products here. They are all going to have to be withdrawn, and they're all going to have to be destroyed. And, you know, I mean, we talk about reducing food waste, but in the middle of the time when, you know, food banks are growing and stuff, isn't it just an absolute tragedy?
Chris, thank you very much for telling us about that. That's Chris Elliott, who is Professor of Food Security at Queen's University, Belfast. Now, news is still emerging from Greece about that vessel that sank, and it's believed that up to 750 people were on board when it went down. We'll be hearing more about that after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.